Good morning. Snow moved quickly into interior New York and New England after midnight, and it immediately became heavy, especially from the I-88 corridor and Greater Capital District points south and east into New England. Snow is adding up at the rate of about 1 to 2 inches an hour, with isolated amounts of up to 3 inches an hour, even some thunder snow possible with the developing low pressure wave off the Delmarva Peninsula. A relatively fast-moving storm, but a lot of heavy snow with it, especially in those locations. Points north of Saratoga Springs and west of Amsterdam will have a lighter variety of snow, but steady enough to add up to 1 to 3 inches, and in some spots as much as 3 to 6 inches before things start to wind down during the early part of the afternoon. Heavier snow from the Greater Capital District in New York south and east into New England. In these locations, 5 to 10 inches of snow along I-88 and in the Albany area and into southern Vermont, with as much as 8 to 14 inches of snow in the Catskills, the Litchfield Hills and Taconics, and Berkshires. As one heads deeper into New England from New York, in the Hartford area and the Connecticut Valley, as much as 12 to 18 inches of snow before the storm winds down later on this afternoon and into the evening. The wind and the cold will be another issue. Temperatures have been sliding all morning through the 20s and will wind up in the teens across the area. And the wind is picking up and at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. This is producing wind chill values between 0 and 10 above, and also creating low visibility in blowing and drifting snow. The storm will lift out later on today and especially tonight with a clearing trend. Still a few snow showers around, otherwise partly cloudy and blustery overnight, with temperatures dropping to between 0 and 10 above. This will set us up for a dry day tomorrow, although morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as the next disturbance approaches from the south and west. Not as strong a storm, the next one, but a couple of inches of snow possible Friday night and early Saturday morning. Temperatures on Saturday afternoon will manage to reach up into the 30s. By Sunday, we'll track another system heading in our direction, a little bit milder, so it looks like a mix of rain and snow possible, and more snow is possible for the early part of next week in this active weather pattern. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another strong storm continues to spin off the Pacific Northwest coast. Winter storm warnings and advisories are currently in effect for much of Washington, northern Idaho, west and northern Montana, and western Wyoming. While many of the affected lower elevations will see a combination of ice and snow, the higher terrain will see additional heavy snow with accumulations in excess of a foot through tomorrow. And for the remainder of the Pacific Northwest, that's expecting rain today. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for coastal areas of Washington, much of Oregon, north and central California, and southern Idaho and northern Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, heavy snow and wind, blizzard conditions on Long Island, 6 to 10 inches of snow with temperatures falling into the 20s. Boston, heavy snow and wind, 6 to 10 inches, temperatures falling into the 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 37, that's 13 degrees above normal. 0.09 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snow. 1.6 inches for the month up until midnight, that's 2.2 inches below normal. And 20.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 57 set in 1925 and the record low 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning 7 a.m., sunset this evening 5:19 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with light snow today, steadiest closer to Glens Falls, about 1 to 3 inches total. Temperatures in the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a chance of snow showers, lows 0 to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow, heavy at times into the early afternoon, windy and cold with snowfall totals exceeding a foot in many locations. high temperatures in the lower to mid-20s, partly cloudy and breezy with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow today, steadiest in the Catskills, where most locations will see up to 3 to 6 inches, temperatures falling into the teens, partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow, heavy at times into the early afternoon hours, then winding down, windy and cold, with snowfall totals in many locations exceeding 10 inches. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow, heavy at times into the early afternoon, windy and cold, with most locations seeing between 5 and 10 inches of snow, but closer to New England as much as a foot. High temperatures in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, still blustery and very cold, lower 20s. Light snow Friday night and early Saturday morning, then increasing sun, mid-30s. Increasing clouds Sunday with rain and snow likely mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers Monday in the mid-30s. And 30s for the middle part of next week with the chance of snow or snow showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.